I worry about the days when we're not
Thursday night, early, you'd days, whatever. What?
I worry about the days when you're not taking them. I think, why is he not taking them today?
No, some of them definitely are for... Some of them. Not as many as it looks, but some of them are for blood pressure, and that I need to take. So, Baruch Hashem, you know, it's like amazing. It's medicine. You just take medicine. Otherwise, I would have to be healthy. So he divorced himself, but he does not become a chol. Anyway, a chol is chayim v'yin abem v'chein kam v'yin petach amor. Okay, v'chohene sh'nivlo l'goy n'bas koyin. In other words, this chalala, she is now called a chalala. V'haben, if there's a child born, the child's Jewish, well, chayav b'pidyon, well, he anyway, well, he's chayav b'pidyon, I mean, he's certainly not a kohen. I mean, even if she wouldn't become a chalala, if a bas kohen marries her, normally if a bas kohen's child is also podya from pidyon haben. If a bas levi, like my daughters, marries a Yisrael, so they don't have to make a pidyon haben if they have a firstborn. But here he's saying he does have to, because she is a chalala. She's not really a bas kohen anymore. She's not a kohenis anymore. What?
If a Jewish woman has a child with a boy, that's her firstborn. Hasidia?
What? He's Jewish. He's a Petah Rechem. There's a Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. She doesn't have to do it because women are Petura. A Potter from making a Pidyon of being paid their benot. So he has to do it when he gets Bar Mitzvah.
Halal has to be born that way.
A halal is, you can't become a halal.
Becoming a halal, no.
Oh, a halala.
You cannot become a halal.
A halal. I mean, a woman can become a halal. Actually, technically speaking, she's not really a halal either. She's probably a zona, not a halal. You're going to read in this week's parsha. Isha zonova halalolo yikachu. She's this halala in hakahuna, but I think her technical term is zona, not halala. But it doesn't matter. The point is, she is not a kohenis anymore, and the subsequent child that's born is not born to a kohenis, so therefore is a chiyuv pidyon haben. Oem hoyel a bechor from a different man. She got married and she had a bechor. Achar kach mi Yisrael. Even in his chalala, nifka kedushasa legamri, right? Aflinya chamisha slime. Abu Bas Levi, interestingly enough, Bas Levi, if she's nivel to a goy, lo nischalala, because she's not, because she's not that holy to begin with, that her kedusha should be nischalalas, lo poka kedusha, so whatever kedusha Bas Levi has, which is that she don't eat pidyon haben, so it doesn't become poka when she's nivel to a goy. So there's no chiyuv pidyon haben because she's a bas levi. She doesn't lose that status by being nivel to a goy. Ayna tam betoisus b'chayrus perigesh b'chor. Ben zayna manalov devir mauskel ella. Im kain hachinami kohenish nivel lo. A woman who has been with someone that she's usher to becomes a chalala, becomes a chalala lekahuna. Then nifsalo letruma, bishum ketiel yisor. That's the pasuk. Rather, this week's parsha, b'vaday nischalala. Again, I think she is a zona, but it's called nischalala and not kahuna. Okay. Vayin lekamimis is pidyon haben, which is way down deep in Shin Sadik Beis, umitzvah bas koyim, which is okay. Okay, v'das ha-tur, k'mo she-shutzes goy, poitim e-petach ha-mor, k'mo ikein shutzes koyim v'levi, v'chein shutzes kohenes u-levia. Even the p'turim, poitim ha-shutzes gampi. So if they're the part owner, they potter from petach ha-mor or whatever, yeah. Umuva b'shulchan aruch says your test b'hagol to kohenes olivia shabaleim yisraelim habaylim chayovim, if they own a chamor and it gives birth to a petach chamor, so does a chiyuv pidyan petach chamor, the husband of a bas slavi or bas koyim. Ach b'nichsei meluk shalohen, if you know a nichsei melugin, it's money that the woman brings into the marriage. And the husband eats payros, and the keren is for the woman. So she brings in a chamor as nichsei meluk, so that's already hers. So p'turim, the loigora, it's not worse. Mishutzes kohenes olivia. Whatever schusim she has on the nichsei meluk certainly classifies it enough as the chamor of a kohenes. So it's part of the pinyan a bit.
So this is payros. She's close to the husband. Part.
Okay, but her ownership, her ownership is certainly enough to part of it from Pidyon Petach Hamor,
even though it's not in the Peiros.
Other rabbis, it's a bigger ownership, it's in the Guf. That's a stronger ownership, right?
Yeah, but,
okay, the Nira Lee, she is for Ailis Aishas Kohen, she yesh lo nechosim, she ain le baile reshus bohem. He doesn't have any kinyan in it whatsoever, not payrus. You can have a lot of cases where the husband has no reshus for payrus. So if the woman owns something and the man, her husband, the Yisrael, has no reshus, I'm sorry, her husband's a kohen, but he has no reshus.
Not in the Paris.
Yeah, so still ain't noyeg as for petach hamor. Why? Lo mi tam she b'no potter mi pinyin haben, and therefore the hekesh would say she's potter from pinyin petach hamor too. The members of tur machlis bayla hakoyen, not because of her. In this garsha imes hakoyen, rabbein shenoyled lo hakach mi Yisrael chayim b'chayim. And kein l'shayach loyva she noyeg as for pinyin haben. Even though she's an Israelis, but she has some kahuna attached to her by virtue of being married to a kohen that she eats truma. I don't know what he means by that. What else is there besides eating truma? What?
Tell us kahuna.
So an Aishas Kohen, that's an Israeli. Some may be hold like that. Im came to Rabbi Petach Hamor. Big Kiddush. The Minchaschina holds that eating truma is a manifestation of a shtickle kahuna status on the wife of a kohen. Not shot, she can eat truma, like stop, but she is somewhat of a kohenus.
But the ever can eat truma too, right? Ever of a kohen can eat
right, which makes it even more. Lion Besaita, Dav Chav Gimel, Amin Aleph, Rambam, Perik Yudbeis, Yudnaiser, Karbonus, Halacha Yudbeis, Mavur. Okay, you have to know this about a mincha. If you bring a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, so there's all different types of minachos. A kohen's mincha, normally by a mincha you take off a komet, put it on the mizbeach, and the kohanim eat the rest of the mincha. A mincha's kohen is a din in the Torah. Mincha's kohen is completely burnt on the mizbeach. It's not a komet and the rest is eaten, but it's all burnt on the mizbeach.
That's the
a Kohen's mincha.
Yeah,
No. That's what mincha is chavita that the kohen brings. If the kohen brings a mincha, he must not have to bring a mincha, a nedava. I mean, that also is completely burnt, because that happens to be a minchas kohen too. But we're talking about even a minchas nedava, that a kohen is misnade to bring a mincha, so the whole thing is burnt on them as well. So, Vayan Soita Dav Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Rambam Perek is based in Isaiah, a Kabbalah Halach is based in Gur. The menachos of Noshim Hanasuas Lekohanim ain't on the Shrafos Nachmuschela Koisha. They're not burnt completely on the Mizbeach. Only the Kaimas, right? In Ken Chazina, we see the Ena Kabbalah. Are you sure? Alabama is a Shulam. The Shalom Kohen is Bas Kohen, Dina Ki Yisrael, Israel's Mincha. Even a Kohenes' Mincha is eaten. Even a Kohenes' Mincha is not completely burnt on the Mizbeach. The Mincha is an Echelech, and Kehla Haivim and Gabra Kabaylo, keep that Filu Kedusha Shavil Lesla. So you see, even a Bas Kohen, a Kohenes, doesn't have that din of a Mincha that is completely burnt. Ua din Gam Ken Kedusha's Baylo, Ein Aleha. So she doesn't have any status because of the husband either. She doesn't have it because of the father when it comes to a mincha. But it doesn't affect the din of the mincha that she brings. Even if she's mamish a bas kohen, her mincha is not completely burnt on the mizbeach. So kosher kain, whatever status she would have because she's married to a kohen, doesn't change the din of her mincha. Al kan chelek dido b'chnei atzma. Al in your truma, in your petach hamor, the bas kohen. Yesha leh kedusha soviya, tachelus betruma, upturim ypetach hamor. So maybe an Asha's kayan also. If can't keep it the gilsa, hatoira, kamay. That kamay shabas kayan, yesha leh kedusha. Again, this is how he calls it. Ua did Yisrael, yesha leh kedusha, the bailah. And you're right, what would he do about an Eved, yeah? Are you kabas kayan the Gabriel can a chelus between the Kochim Kalim? You can't keep it the Asia's kayan, Dina kabas kayan, Ochinani, Linya Petachamor, Dina kabas kayan. Now, Linya Menachos, Tilu Bas kayan, Gamke, Dina ki Israelis, and Kayla Yodim, Kedushas Bailam, and Kedushas Aviyah. And we'll call welcome to Kedusha, to Kedosha. The Kedusha Zoviya, and it has a ramification. Achanami Niskach, Adde Baila. Leigora Kedusha Baila. Adde Rabba Adif, that would be stronger. Ayin Rabba Mukhus Truma, Sakhlau. Komokum Shemaskoye, Yeshaleo is a Kedusha. Because she came, and the Suwa Lakoye, and Afshi Bas Yisrael, Yeshaleo Gabu Kedusha Zu. Vimkain Hachanami. Bezeb Poshet. Adde Rabba. The place of the truma after he bas koyim, if he's a Yisrael, he doesn't need truma anymore. So you see, it's stronger than the filial relationship. What does filial mean? What? What?
To assume.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. The daughter. In case who was in lehepech, shadina to koyim machmaso. Kol bokum shabas koyim yesh makedushu su. Okay, near on the aside the portion. What the kind? Asia Zor, Petura, how come a Yisrael, a Baskayan, married to a Zor, to an Yisrael, how come she's Petura from Pinyan Aben and from Petach Hamor? Avdalinian Truma, Narehi Zorah and Kabura, she can't eat Truma anymore. A Baskayan, I'm going to read it on Shabbos and Shul. I'm going to do it in Shlamig and Bechatargum. A Bas Kohen married to Yisrael cannot eat Truma any longer. And he also has the Gzeres HaKosov. Then you pigeon on Ben. But the Rechem told us, this is holy of the mother. We follow the mother's status as a Bas Kohen. Gam Kein Petach Hamor, Mikoyach HaHekesh. Avul Zorah, Eishas Kohen, Vada Kturud, Leigora, Kedushas, Vayla, Mikedushas, Oviyah, Vayin, Parshas, Mavashas, Rechem, Mitzvah, Sechon, Chenesis Levi, Nami Ketura, Ki Kedushas Vaila Legor, and Kedushas Avia. Chenir, the Filo Arusa Lekoyen, and the Levi. Talking about now, a Yisraelis, that's Arusa. Gabkein Oisha Ketura, from, well, not from Pidyon Amen, but from Petach Hamor. Keeping them in our Torah, Ochelas Betruva. In the war, Betruva is not the Zion of the base. Raksham Gusei Rashema, you don't let her do it with Rabbana because she might feed it to her siblings. Amukam Turim Petachamor, Ben Kadosh Kimo Kohenes. Was that portion from this Garsham Ibaila Hakoyan? Who makes Baila Vieshla Zera Mikoyan? Tadin Ochelas Betruva Betruva Hazera. Right? Can before be involved with some testament with Bays, the Rambam parent involved with Trumas, Halacha Yud Bays, Mikobo Kobubade Chayev is Bepet Hamor. Don't think that because her son is a Kayan, and because of the son she can still eat Truma, don't think that the son confers upon her a Ptur from Bepet Hamor, or Pinyin Aben, from now on. The Gabi Trumi exerts a Kosovai in Shom. Avalisho, she can goofo. Hain the Indiacious Koyan Achelas, the Hain Bas Koyan Nations Israel, Hareya Bechlau Lav the Zora, Ayan Shomer Parshus Rochem Derek Mitzvoy Secha, Vena Sefer Kaistachas Yodi, and Kaina Rehu Kakoyan Atzma, Hare He, Koyan Atzma, Upturim Petah Amor, Kainir Lundi Yosaiti, Ukomu Gom Lo Iyanti Haytes. Okay, good enough for me. Oh, now he's going to talk about Evan. Maybe he's going to raise her issue. Okay, we'll stop here. We're up to Tess Zion.
Hanging on slaves.
What?
Hanging on slaves.
No. It's a very big Kiddush, what he says. It's like a very interesting Kiddush. The Aishas Kayan, who eats Truma, gets the status of a semi-Kohenus, we'll call it.